So before I started, actually, last year there was a workshop at Berkeley, and I saw that people are still talking about exit strategy. So I liked it because, you know, the possible scenarios include a standard model Higgs is discovered, and no evidence of new physics is evident. Second scenario, a standard model Higgs is discovered, but there is a separate evidence of, you know, BSM physics. Third is a light Higgs scalar is discovered with property that deviates from standard model. And fourth is very heavy scalar is discovered, which is very good for the Exotica stuff. And no Higgs boson is discovered, and the entire mass below 1 TeV is excluded. The underlying part is, in the last three cases, the theoretical consistency implies the BSM physics must exist at a TeV scale that is observable at the LHC. So which is very good news for the LHC folks, of course, with a sufficient velocity. So I'm trying to cover the four major areas, the fluid constraint physics from CLS. This is one of the important ingredients one needs to put it in order to understand the BSM. But then there is some Higgs charges. So this is essentially the charge Higgs, the neutral Higgs, the double charge Higgs, and then some scenario for light superscalars. And finally, with some personal remark as well as some. Also, what do you search for BS to be equal? So the Higgs is highly suppressed in the sample. It's forming down the free level. So if you want to go for B to S, you know, there's a same transition only to pick up the output box number. And it tends to be suppressed by the sample. The sample level predicts this ratios for BS to be equal, B to S to be equal. And one of the important parts of the study is that it's sensitive to new physics, such as, could be a gem model or MSSL, sensitive to extended Higgs sector, and provide constraints on the parameter space. So, this is the state of art. So, at Tevatron, this was initially measured with these values. This is 6.1 femto-1. So last year we did it at LHC. This is CLS only, it's 1.9, 10 to the power 8. LHCB is 1.4, and this is a combination. CDF also has the limits for the user with this particular value. So this is a function of year, and this is the base of it, and this is what we expect in standard model expectation. So it's very challenging, but it is sensitive to many kind of new physics. So how do we do that? It's actually two muons from a very single vertex. So BB bar with one vertex gives you V plus mu minus. The mass has to be compatible with V sub S or V zero. It should have a well-reconstructed secondary vertex. And one of the important points is the momentum aligned with the flight direction. So if you consider this scenario, what are your better sources? The one is two semi-upright BD case. So you can have this kind of thing. One semi-electronic BDK, but you can have decided different paper. And then you have some challenging scenarios like rare BDKs with a picking background like Visa West or K plus K minus, and not picking background of this kind. Another challenge is the combinatorial background if I allocated the data, so we use the sideband. And finally, at such a low bars, this is also valid for pseudo scalar Higgs. You really need to validate, calibrate the Monte Carlo at using such kind of process. So, what are the key ingredients? Good diagonal vertex, can be as a sign rate, and the party out. So, what we do is, so we select the mass window of this to this 5.3 to 5.45 and 5.2 to 5.3 for this particular signal. The resolution is of the order of 3 dB. And then what you do is you select in order to get the best out of the detector, the pseudo rapidity is less than 1.4, so you only consider the barrel or barrel plus M cap. Since the PTs are so soft, and because of PT is 6.5, this is an interesting challenge for 3M stuff. So what's the basic case? First, we validate before applying the single beta. You look at your Monte Carlo and try to see which are the numbers together in terms of light. the sum being the digit sign, and then this is the ratio of the framework digit function. You can take it from B to B to G, it's about 30% uncertainty. And this is the ratio of the two efficiency for B plus as well as the B sub S times the branching ratio. The advantage is when your system can cancel. CP minus and as you can see, the a nice agreement between the expectation and the observation. One can fold that into the exclusion plane and note this is the MA versus tan beta. And as you can see, this is the left limit and you exclude a wide region which was previously unexplored, which is basically the low tan beta at a smallish value of the MA. Now let's change the subject a little bit. Let's go to double charge Higgs search. So the minimal seesaw mechanism of type 2, you can require a one triplet scalar field. Essentially, it's a search of, you know, same sign dial leptons, because what you'll have is phi plus or minus plus will decay to two same sign leptons. Or you can have two pairs of same sign leptons. Or you can have double plus or minus, which will have a trileptone final state. So these are the expected cross-section one can expect. We use a couple of benchmark points according to these authors. Essentially, this is to probe different characteristics of the neutrino mass matrix. It's actually a very clean signature, as you can see. And one can assume naively, for example, for trileptone as well as the quarterlepton, the background will dominantly coming from the VV or Z plus jets. And this is the invariant mass for three lepton and four lepton. As you can see, the VV, this particular color, dominates over the wide range. And this is after pre-selection, the sum HD card, the jet veto, and finally the mass window. So if you have a signal of that kind, you basically expect an enhancement in these kind of things. As you can see, there is nothing. So we went forward to set the limit. So these are the branching ratio one can set. Assuming branching ratio of 100%, these were the previous limit of 225, and this results actually constrained to higher values. And this is in the bar chart of basically excluding up to, let's say, 400-something GV. So the last one is the NSSM light scalar Higgs, where A goes to mu plus mu minus. You see, this is the same challenge we have as we saw in case of B sub S study. So the physics is that at next to minimum supersymmetric model, you add a singlet scalar field and thus expanding the Higgs sector. So now you have CP even as H1, H2, H3, well, or as A1 and A2, this typically decays to A2 muons. And we expect roughly of the order of 10 GV Higgs boson is produced. And the search we do is an opposite sign dimuon, mainly because one can actually do the study to a lower value. So we study the opposite sign muon with PT greater than 4, the invariant mass greater than 6, and these are the two reasons you select avoiding these bumps from the Bartonian production of 1s, 2s, and 3s category. So one need to avoid this. This is practically data-driven, but the major challenge comes from the special dimuon trigger which one needs, which includes the invariant mass, otherwise you lose the invariant mass, otherwise it's going to kill you. And you validate your leptons using the Tagging probe on JPSI. So this is the final result. What is shown is for lower value of the MA, and as you can see, the solid lines are from CMS and the dotted lines are from Babar, but we also extend to a higher value in this particular study. So before I try to conclude, I'd like it to put some personal remark. So we saw a couple of searches, and let's try to put them together. So when we try to put them together, let's start with this famous equation. I think I don't need to explain that. I think the entire audience knows about it. So this is the Higgs mass, this is the mass of the Z, and these are the corrections. So the important parameter for MSSM Higgs are the tangent beta and the MA, the Suzy breaking scale MS, typically square root of the stop 1 times stop 2, the mixing parameter XT, which depends on these parameters like the AT, and mu is the mass of the Higgs in the superpotential. So if you want to have an MX mask possible scenario, one can define in multiple ways. A is a decoupling limit with a heavy pseudoscalar of this value, or large tangent beta, or you require high MS means high stops. So let us consider a scenario of this XT, which is the mixing part. So the maximal mixer scenario, which is XT, is about square root of 6 times MS. This you can do it by maximizing this. Or the minimal case if the XT is completely zero. I know, this has an approximation.
No, but nothing in approximation. You probably took that formula from a paper of Robert. XT is not the mixing parameter. That is the mixing parameter squared times 1 minus 1 squared of the mixing parameter squared.
Correct.
Oh, sorry, that is.
Okay.
Just a comment, but not
really. Okay. So, that's not the point, yeah. Let us consider. So let us consider. The Higgs. So in the morning we saw that Higgs constraints up to, for example, 123 to 127, ignoring that relationship, for example. This is done by these authors, and you go to PMSSM, so let's forget your relationship, okay? You go to PMSSM, and you study this ratio for a scalar mass of 1 TV and 3 TV. What is happening is, if you select Higgs between these ranges, you essentially follow the first is lower mixing is avoidable, right? Now you're doing. And the second thing is, with respect to a given scale, you are actually in the maximum mixing case. And the people will say, we have a naturalness problem at all, but actually you can, in PRSSM, actually still are accessible to lower value of the stops. So this is mass of the stop, and this is the mixing part. So a large part of PMSSM still suffice. For no mixing case, it's excluded, let's say, these regions are all gone for mass scale of about 1 TV. Even at 3 TV, I mean, it's very narrow. But, of course, small stop mass are still up. Now let's play the game. So we had the B sub X constraints. We had the constraints of A0 to power top. And if you want to include these ones, this only affects the lower value. So what is plotted here is for MS, 1 TV or 2 TV. This is the mass of the studio scale cakes. The red one is excluded by the flavor, and green is actually what you expect from a variation of Higgs mass between these ranges. Now, this has impact of stops. So now if you change the scale to 2 TV, actually, this narrows down to this range of masses. Now, being more provocative, I mean, you can even go for 3 TV mass scale, this even becomes even more narrow. And the beauty of that is, it actually escapes. So this is the compiled bit from CMS Atlas and all that. As a function of MA and tangent beta, it's actually escaped all of the limits and is just above the lab limits. So actually, it's a very strong constraint on the neutral Higgs searches, and it's a beautiful place to look at. So I'd like to summarize. Search for rare decays has been performed. So new upper limit on branching ratio for B sub S and B0 using 2010 data. We provide the new limits. CMS has made searches sensitive to beyond the minimal Higgs of the standard model. So as you can see, there's no evidence of non-standard Higgs production or its decay. CMS is a Higgs parameter is constrained by various modes. And we expect roughly 15 femtobarn at 8 TV very soon to shed light on the new physics. Finally, one last slide. You guys think that you have stress. So this is the LHC. These are the direct searches. This is the flavor. And this is so-called the new physics. So don't be too desperate.